Hey, yo, what the f***? This is some poly s*** right here.
The Late Night Flight is paid for by the following.
Time to play the game where we find out who's capping. It is
this.
This is the game where we find out if this is the bullshit. I am Nasua, new brew. And alongside with me is Dante Credo. Dante, what up, though, my guy?
What's going on, bro? Man, I am here feeling good, feeling great. But yo. I got to ask you something real quick.
Okay.
Have you heard about what happened with your girl, Quinta Brunson? Like, she won that Emmy recently.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking because I saw the story you put up on your IG.
Yeah.
Showing love and stuff like that. And so my messy senses were tingling.
Okay.
Uh-oh. So, you know, so I got to ask you. Do you think Quinta Brunson is better than Issa Rae?
No comment. I can't let my insecurities come out right now. Listen. I want to just say some things real fast before we get into these three topics on This Is The Bullshit. I just want to just say this real fast. I didn't know I had to say this all the time because I'm trying my best, Dante. We're about to get into episode 100 and 101 and 102, so on and so forth. And I'm realizing that I'm having white American fans. I'm having white American listeners. And I want to be honest with you. Full disclaimer. I like you. I don't have no issue with white people. I have issues with the institution of white America. All right. So understand that whenever there are white things against black people happening, I'm going to say that. But I need you guys' help. I need your help to talk to your cousins. So when I be like, yo, talk to your mans, that means white people, talk to your other white people that is doing the BS racism stuff because we got to move forward. All right. So just check this out. So Dante, I'm reading this article from RollingStone.com. It has hashtag not my Ariel, as in Ariel from The Little Mermaid. At Disney Studios, any reason why everything has to be black? Are you starting to realize people are fed up and frankly bored? You do realize that this is doing the opposite with racism, yeah? I bet you that the Hercules actor and Meg will be black. Hashtag go woke, go broke. Okay, so look, I just want to get this out the way. Real fast, Dante. Real fast. Just want to get this out the way. First of all, I don't want to get into the whole transatlantic slave stuff. I don't want to get into all that, but I just want to say this. There have been black girls, black boys, black men, black women jumping off slave ships, whether they was forced to or they did it because they didn't want to go to Plymouth Rock. They all held their breath underwater. We are certified mermen and mermaids, okay? That's number one. All right? Number two. Let me tell you something right now. If Idris Elba ever becomes 007, there is going to be the front row of 18 white women, and there's only 9 seats in the front of that movie theater, okay? Let's just calm it down. It's not that serious, all right? It's not that serious. Let's not blur the lines and get all mad about genders and races playing different characters. I'm not into all that. Like, that is whack, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, this is a sister. It's not even about her being black. This is a sister she can sing her ass off. She's talented. She can do the role, all right? And one more thing, Dante. Why do white people not understand what investment in America is? Now, listen. Disney has their own blood on their hands, okay? Allegedly, they are a Nazi shop, okay? But let me tell you something about this shop, all right? Black people have allowed their dollars, invested their money into Disney World and Disneyland for so many years, okay? I live in Newark, New Jersey. When Disney on Ice come here to the Prudential Center, we fill that up. So with all that being said, by proxy with the investment, you damn right, Halle Berry can definitely, Halle Berry, you know what I'm saying? Halle Bailey. Well, her name is damn near the same, but she can definitely be the mermaid.
Honestly, I agree. There are acts where there are money grabs or tokenism, as they call it, where, okay, we just want to make this character black just so we can get your black dollars. That I'm not so much cool with. So, like, I don't care for black Superman, blah, 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 blah. But in this case, bro, it is not even that serious because if you go to the original source material, as they say, it's not like the source material as we grew up on. The Little Mermaid, the story, isn't even the Disney adaptation of The Little Mermaid. Y'all just look it up. I'll leave it at that.
Dante, let's start the game. According to Microsoft.com, a Texas state agency has decided against recommending that the governor grant a posthumous pardon to George Floyd for a 2004 drug conviction in a reversal of a decision made last year. The Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles Board, in a letter sent on this past Thursday to the Harris County Public Defender's Office, said it was denying the recommendation but provided no explanation for the decision. After a full and careful review of the application and other information filed with the application, a majority of the board decided not to recommend a full pardon and or pardon for innocence. Floyd was killed in 2020 by Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on a black man's neck during an arrest after a store clerk named Floyd used a counterfeit $20 to make a purchase. Dante, I ask you, is it the bullshit that a dead man can't even get pardoned for drugs, but his killer can walk out of prison in 24 years?
Listen, that is some buttery bullshit right there. That's crazy.
Did someone say butter? Before I start the second topic on this, I just want to let you know, Dante, the reason why I think I am New Jersey's number one personality, New Jersey's number one perspective, is not because I think I'm Joe Button, not because I think I'm Charlamagne the God or Peter Rosenberg or Angela Yee. No. It's because I be right. I be right. Sometimes. I mean, not all the time. Just most of the time based on the things that I want to talk about.
Okay. All right.
So, according to AVClub.com, ever since Showtime announced in July that not only had Desus and Meryl come to an end, but that Desus Nice and the kid Meryl were going their separate ways altogether, fans haven't stopped speculating about what caused the Bodega Boys to split. The Bronx-born duo's rise from Twitter popularity to podcasting to hosting shows on Viceland and Showtime marked a new path to success made possible by the internet, and the breakup came as a significant blow to longtime followers. In an interview with Blackbird Skyplane, Mero, whose real name is Joel Martinez, offers up more details about what went down, but also hints at deeper problems that have yet to be revealed. Some of the conversation is off the record, thanks to media training Mero, and is recapped as several minutes of candid talk about frustrations with Showtime executive and about some fixtures in his relationship with Desus going back to 2017. However, the comedian does clarify the duo's terms with the network. When we signed to Showtime, we signed, get this, Dante, individual deals. It was always, we're going to do our own thing at some point. The way it ended seemed mad abrupt and weird because I didn't get no viewership and they canceled you, but I ain't going to get into that. But that's the way TV is, people. People pull the plug on TV all the time. Dante, I ask you, is it the bullshit that dark and light-skinned men can't work together?
Come on, man. Absolutely, that's that bullshit. Super shiny bullshit. Absolutely.
I mean, we are two dark-skinned brothers working right now. I'm just saying. Like,
exactly. And that's why it's working. That's why it works.
I didn't say that. But I may agree with him. All right. LeBron would never play with Stephen. Nah, I'm just playing. Durant, we already know what's up with him. We ain't got to talk about him. Nah, let me stop playing. We got love for everybody. All right. And finally, you're going to like this one right here, Dante, from EW.com. Man, this guy right here is on fire. He is the biggest sensation in the world, in my opinion. I'm going to call him a hip-hop star just to be funny. Hip-hop star Bad Bunny. Hey, yo, Bad Bunny, the hottest rapper out right now, man. Watch yourself.
That's facts.
So Daddy Yankee's offspring had a good Sunday, okay? As he performed for a packed house at Yankee Stadium, kissed the guy, kissed the girl, and then capped off the evening by taking home an MTV Video Music Award for Artist of the Year. The smooches happened during his performance of TT Me Pregunto? TT Me Pregunto?
But the translation means TT I Wonder. Fun fact.
Okay, great. And this is a song off Bad Bunny's fifth studio album. Let's see if you get this. Un Verano Sin Ti.
That means...
Okay.
Google Translate says,
all right,
a summer without you.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, he went with his El Draco vibes right here.
I see. It sounds like those Corona commercials with Snoop Dogg has been working out. Great. Great. Maybe he'll take the dress off. Anyway, in a move reminiscent of Madonna kissing Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera at the 2003 VMAs. What? I wasn't supposed to say that. The Puerto Rican rapper first kissed the female dancer on his right, then turned his head to kiss the male dancer on his left. Following his performance, Bad Bunny was joined on stage by former New York Knicks forward and fellow Puerto Rican and current, I didn't know he was Puerto Rican, I thought he was Dominican, Carmelo Anthony, who presented him with his Moon Person trophy. Dante, I ask you. Dante, oh my God, I think I f***ed it up, but it don't matter. Dante, I ask you. Dante, are you ready, Dante?
What's up, man?
Dante, are you ready?
Honestly, I don't know right now, but I'm here. You know what, Manda? I'm here. What's up?
Is it the bullshit that it went from Bad Bunny to Bob Bunny? You ain't gotta answer that. Now, for those that want me to translate, it could be No Bueno Bunny and Ambidustrio Bunny. Thank you. You. Adios. Nah, I ain't gonna do you like that. Thank you. You. Bye bye.
It's a bunch of us. I'm a hand in the colony.
Hold on. Everybody on their mountain. Everybody marching for a young nigga like me to get tsunami on it. I'ma get it. I'ma win it, baby. I'll be on my curvy till I crash and burn 40 on the tech. Yeah, I'm acting nerdy. If it's at the appellation to the appellation, I'ma do whatever that they take to make a black nation. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sweets, and I'm your chief flight attendant. On behalf of the pilot and the entire crew, welcome aboard the late night flight. And here is your captain, the Nile River of New Jersey, the pilot of Tuskegee Training, the greatest henny badger who has ever lived, the creator of Black Pilot Radio and the late night flight. Here is the victorious one, Nisor Nuru.
Stop playing with them, Riley. You thought I was feeling you?
No. Damn, munch. So we're going to kick things off talking about Facebook. I'm on my Facebook timeline. What I see off of post is promoter who booked Ice Spice. For those who don't know, she's the one that wants you to munch on her, okay? So promoter who booked Ice Spice for a show for $4,000 says her price went up to $15,000 and her team is canceling shows booked with old price. So there's a man named Phil L-A-L-O-R. I guess she is. I said she. Oh, man. My apologies, Phil. But you never know now in these days. I mean, Uncle Clifford is a woman on P-Valley. Uh-huh. You never know. Yep. You never know.
Never know.
You never know. But I'm going to just say he just to be cool. All right. So he says, due to matters out of our hands, Ice Spice will no longer be attending the party. I guess she had a party at a Casamigos Palooza, I believe. That was the name of the event. And she backed out of it. As her status and song continue to grow daily, her team has decided to pull her off numerous shows. They feel that she's a much bigger artist than she was at the time she took some of her bookings. In 3 weeks, her price has gone from $4,000 to $15,000. They feel like she is bigger today than she was 3 weeks ago. They are also pulling her off tour with BLOVE. I never heard of that. Is that like the blood version of glove?
Actually, that's a good question, but not. It's just another artist that is that's doing her thing. And
oh, this is an artist.
Yep.
So this is Beloved. What's up, Beloved? Nah, I'm just playing around. I'm over here. Also, it could be Be Love, but the way they got it together is like Bluff.
Actually, is Be Love, if I'm not mistaken.
Beloved. Either that Beloved. Or somebody going to be like, Breath. Anyway, let me not start the game.
My Beloved.
So they're also pulling her off tour with Bluff because they feel like she is a bigger artist than him. Okay, so I actually had a comment. You want to hear my comment or read it? Well, I said read it. No, you want to hear my comment?
What's up?
All right. So this is my comment. Let me know what you think about my comment. All right. So this is what I said to the person that put this article out and had a big debate about this. Well, I don't say she had a debate. It was just a lot of people that had a lot of comments. And I just thought I want to comment. I wanted to just give somebody some logic maybe.
Uh-huh.
So I said this. I just read the article regarding this. And I don't mind giving a take about this because there are some things I liked about what happened. Number one, as far as the previously booked event at Casamigos Palooza, she should honor the paid booking and do the show. They already booked you a month ago, according to the article, so keep your fan base up and do the appearance slash performance. Number two, raising the price is marketing genius. Let's be for real. We or she doesn't know how long her fandom will last, so strike while the iron is hot. You doing shows with Drake now? Hell yeah, price of the brick going up. That's right. I just ran into NDO Champ. This guy wants $2,500 to be featured on a podcast. Now, I may think that's not worth it, but he is a hot online presence right now, and if he can capitalize on it, God bless him. Besides, it's great promotion for her. It has everyone leaving comments and talking about it. To conclude, not a great business move by management to drop the show, but excellent marketing by management to be upfront on what's going on and what to expect from ICE. What say you to that?
I agree. Honestly, I agree with it all. The exact move that Ice Spice and her team has made is the move I would have made because Phil LaLaure, or however you pronounce his last name, that's not even trying to be funny. You know, of course, we heard the shade. Oh, she feels that she's bigger today than she was 3 weeks ago. Yeah, you're damn right, because that's how the music business works.
That's right.
You can be here today, gone tomorrow, on fire 2 weeks from now. Right now, she is on fire. Her song, Munch, this came out just a month ago. Literally, right. This is 4 weeks ago.
Right.
Right? And they booked her a week after that. And then 3 weeks later, everything has grown to where now she is almost a household name within those that are within hip hop culture.
Right.
People know who she is now. And honestly, I didn't know who B-Love was until this came out. So I'm just saying, as far as the numbers, as far as people that are wanting and interested in her, the fact that so many top name artists have done remixes to her song, she's popping right now. So the price went up. And in the famous words, as we has learned from Fat Joe, yesterday's price is not today's price. And that includes 3 weeks ago. I'm with it.
I am appalled that the sisters on the timeline was just talking about how, oh, she needs to honor her contract. She needs to honor the contract. They'll sue her. They'll just sue her. And I'm like, yo, so? I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, I can make two shows, right? I get $30,000 for two shows rather than doing two shows for $4,000, doing eight.
Yep.
That means I could do four shows, make $16,000, or do two shows, make $30,000.
Yep.
I'd rather sit on my ass for 3 weeks and wait it out if I know I'm that hot of a commodity like she is. Let's just be honest. She's,
yeah.
As we're just talking about viral hot. I'm not saying who's the best, who's the worst. Viral hot, she is top three with a bullet right now. No conversation.
Facts.
Yo, what up? This is Jers. I'm here with Nasu Nuru of the Late Night Flight. About to get into some Q&A real quick, man. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go. All
right, you going to answer 100%?
Honey.
No curve.
No curve.
In the year 2022, this day and age right here, what does it take for a single man to bag a woman in the social media era?
We talking about on social media?
No, we talking about in general. How do you bag a woman in this social media era?
Still go outside.
Right, but they could be like, yo, I'll give you my Instagram. They don't even want to give out phone numbers these days. So I heard, because I'm married. I'm just saying.
So when those things happen, you gonna have to wait for them to DM me. Because I'm not DMing you.
So,
unless I know you already. If I know you already, I'm a DM.
So there's no way to bag a chick in the social media era. That's what you're saying.
Look, the only people I know that's getting away where highway robbery in the social media era, a basketball player. They DMing everybody. They DMing men, women, they don't care. They just out here like, yo, what's up?
Didn't one of them just break somebody's heart? Brittany Renner or something like that. You heard about that?
Brittany Griner?
No, Brittany Renner. Look into it. Trust me, it's a Brittany whole story. Renner. It's a whole story.
With the light skinned woman that married one of the guys, but she wasn't, I don't know if she was married.
She was a side chick.
She had a baby with one of the dudes that played for the Charlotte Hornets.
Correct. She started off as a side chick.
Yeah.
Though. She started off as a side chick. He gave her the world, the money, the apartment,
okay,
the baby, but was still smashing chicks and she got mad. Yeah, so now she crying all over the place. And, yeah.
Cause I did a This Is The Bullshit on her.
So specifically as it pertains to the use of the N-word, 5 different instances, at least 5. 1, during a 2004 meeting to recruit a free agent. 2, during a 2012-13 Suns team building exercise in Phoenix. 3, after the Suns October 30th, 2016 game against the Warriors. This one's really interesting. 4, at least twice between 2010 and 2017 in recounting an incident involving a player's family member. As early as 2004, Sarver was made aware that he should not use the N-word even when repeating another person's use of it. He was told that after the 2004 incident, and yet he continued because, again, he views it as some sort of a challenge. I pointed out the Warriors one because I think this one is the one where it's most charged. After an October 30, 2016 game against the Warriors, Sarver complained to a Black Suns coach that a Warriors player who is Black had been allowed to say the N-word during the game without receiving a technical foul. I believe this player to be Draymond Green. They don't mention it in the report. In making this complaint, Sarver said the word loudly several times, even after the coach admonished him for doing so. The coach recalled that Sarver burst into the office after the game and loudly said, "Why does the Warriors player get to say N-word, 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 N-word?" After the coach said, "You can't effing say that," Sarver replied, "I can't say N-word, N-word, N-word."
So who you just heard is former ESPN on-air commentator Amin El-Hassan. And the reason why I'm bringing him up is because he was the former assistant director of basketball operations for the Phoenix Suns. He also worked for Robert Sarver. Robert Sarver is the guy that we're about to talk about right now. He's the guy who is banned from the NBA for 1 year. He's paying fines to the NBA in the amount of $10 million for being lewd in sophomoric to women in the workplace, for being lewd in sophomoric, to men in the workplace. Just a bad person right now. Just a silly person doing silly things at the top level. And I gotta admit, Dante, because this guy is only getting a year off of the NBA, I have to readdress some things from our past. And I need to know whether you agree with my change of pace, my change of stance. So before we get into Robert Sarver, real quick, let me get into my man, Deshaun Watson, the handyman. Okay. So here's where I'm wrong about Deshaun Watson. Lines are blurred when it comes to this whole massage therapy. I don't want to get into that. I do not want to get into that. Some people like hand jobs and some people like to give hand jobs. I'm not getting into that. Here's where I'm wrong. So the reason why I didn't think he would get no games off, Dante, is because in the criminal court, he was found not guilty.
Correct.
I did not know he was going to settle with all these women in the civil trial. When you do that, when you settle, you're guilty.
You're guilty.
Yep. There are some things that I didn't see for myself because I'm just looking at this as a criminal act. And I figured that it wasn't, but there is it's not about the word civil, but it's just the fact of the matter that, yo, you have perpetrated on women more than once just for a hand job, which is, I mean, as a man, and I hate to be practical about this, but it's just silly when it's somebody like 6'5", 200-something pound football machine that's been a football machine since high school. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, they get, look, man, bro, you play football, not me. You know football teams, without football teams, football players on these football teams, when they're in high school, they get type of love that adults that's 31 wish they can get. Am I right about that, though?
That's absolutely correct. That's true.
So I'm not, you know, that's just how I felt about that whole situation. You know what I mean? It's always somebody taking advantage of somebody. But in this case, it was Deshaun Watson. I was wrong about that. Vince McMahon. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not all the way wrong. I'm going to tell you the fact of all facts right now. It's funny how if this was all about getting this man to just back off and just not wanting to work at the WWE, then I wish Stephanie would have been kicked this man out, because think about how he left. He leaves with all these women, all these accusations. Fine, we're not even going to talk about that yet. The thing is this, he gets to leave owning the majority of stock, still getting paid as if he was there. It doesn't matter for Vince. More importantly, it's funny how all those allegations are gone. Just poof. Have you heard about anything ever since he stepped down, Dante?
I have not read one letter of any of the drama that was going on while Vincent Kennedy McMahon was still the presiding owner and operator of WWE.
So it's like, yo, I don't know if these allegations are true or not. All I know is that it was enough smoke to make him step down. Now, that doesn't mean it's not true. It just means that I don't know why these women didn't put this man in court and just bury this man, you know, the way they say in wrestling, you know, they burying this man. I'm not saying they got to kill him. Now, here's the thing where I'm wrong at, though. I didn't like when my man Smarts was calling him suspect for dating workers. Because I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I've been in these cult-like offices where you're spending 12, 14 hours a day. These are the same people that you're going to meet all the time. You're hanging out with these people more than you hanging out with, you know, your normal everyday friends. So things can happen. I mean, if you watch cop movies, if you watch Law and Order, these things happen. Like, these relationships happen. So I have to expect maturity from people. That's how I look at it. But Vince McMahon, you got to think about it like this. You are, like, everybody that works for you is their subordinate. Even if it's Stephanie McMahon, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody is your subordinate. So if you want to run up on Sasha Banks talking about, yo, I like you, I want to do some things with you, here go $400,000 to keep your mouth shut. It's like, yo, do you not realize how much power you still have because you did that?
Right.
It's a level of power that, like, they don't even know how to really react to all that. So let's get to Robert Sarver. I'm saying that I want to admit to the women community. I want to admit to the male community. Anybody that is a feminist, I wanted to admit that I was wrong about some things. And this right here, the NBA is wrong. The NBA should find a way to make this man sell his team. You got to sell that team. When you are running around saying an N-word, not towards the players, but just about the players, like, I'm a player too. I'm a homie too. I'm a black brother too. I can say these things. Like, yo, you not one of the fellas. And you know what? Far be it from me, because Chris Paul and Devin Booker, for all we know, you might have won the finals. You might have won an NBA championship two seasons ago. I don't know what type of white brother you was going to be that night.
I think about Chris Paul because, you know, this is his second go-round.
Exactly.
With this type of situation, because he was at the Clippers with Donald Sterling.
Yes.
Basically, this exact same thing happened.
Yes.
And what they did with him, with Donald Sterling, versus what they decided to do with Sarver is literally like night and day.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow. Now, the thing is, with Sarver, they had even more evidence. They interviewed hundreds of people. This investigation went on for years, if I'm not mistaken. It went on for a long time. And then they finally was like, okay, well, you're out the NBA for a year. Give us $10 million and we'll see you for the 2023-24 season. And I was like, wait a minute. One of these things is not like the other. Now, this is apart from Chris Paul going through this. I'm like, yeah, how do you feel about that? But for you to think that, okay, you're wrong, I can understand. Now, I'm not going to necessarily agree or disagree, because I do understand. Because when you're dealing with stuff like this, the lines are just very blurry. But one thing that I do expect from people is to keep that same energy. Again, I bring up Donald Sterling. If this is what you've done to Donald Sterling because you heard one video clip and a few testimonies of what he did this, he said this, said that. Basically, along the same line of Sarver, that I need y'all to keep that same energy with Sarver, because you literally pushed Donald Sterling out of the league. You pushed him out. You say, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you got to say, what you say, what your feelings are, how many sorries you write and post and all that. I don't care what you do. You got to go. And for Sarver, who did literally the exact same thing over years, a year span of time, to both men and women, like, he just didn't care. He just didn't care. He was, I don't want to use that R word, but you were out of pocket.
Yes.
With the men, and you were completely out of pocket and over the line with the women. But, you know, it's those people in power. They feel like they are above the law. They can do whatever they want to. But I feel like they got it wrong. I feel like they should have maintained consistency, because now this goes to show it sends a confusing message, basically, with all that being said. Because if you do this, and it's been going on for such a long time, if you do this, okay, this is, I don't know if you can consider this a slap on the wrist, because it's just so small. I get a year vacation and $10 million. I make $70 to $100 million a year. Sure, take this $10 million. I was going to give it to charity anyway.
I'm going to just go ahead and go to Naples and come back in a year. I see y'all. No problem. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. So it's nothing. But more importantly, I just want to say two things. Number one, the fact that they've been in this man for a year, only a year, and only $10 million have to be forked over, lets me know that he's not the only owner that uses this language and have this type of behavior.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Number one. Number two, stop hanging around Michael Jordan. You are not black. This is the Late Night Flight. We'll be right back.
What the f***? This that pilot right here.
Look, tell the women, man, like, stop going after these rich and go after something real.
I'm going to tell you right now. Keep going after these rich. All right? Men like me, we, you know what I'm saying, we got enough. We got enough. I ain't sharing my tuna. All right.
Let me explain something to you women out there. We high value targets, which means we have. Let me rephrase. He's a high value target. I am too, but I'm married, so there's no chance. He's a high value target, which means he has the discretion to pick and choose what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants it. Just like you women have that, so does he. So if you ain't living up to his standards, he has the right to move on. The same way, if he ain't living up to your standards, you got a right to be a thot. I'm sorry to say it that way, but in the world that we live in, that's what it's called.
In my defense, sometimes I like McDonald's, sometimes I like Wendy's.
Wow. No Chick-fil-A? No T.I. Fridays?
They're not open on Sundays.
No Applebee's, my...
Chick-fil-A not open on Sundays.
No Olive Garden?
My woman better be open on Sundays.
Have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other.
What up, though? We about to get up out of here, but before we do, Dante, please, bro, because we have figured out that we may be from the same tribe, and I've been going on Ancestry for a minute trying to find out if I'm a Heart Grove or a Credo. I'm trying to figure this stuff out, right?
Uh-huh.
But please, you got to let me know. Married with Children. One of the greatest TV shows, no? In the 90s? Come on, talk to me.
Bro, who isn't a fan of Married with Children? Because like, bro, anyone that is not a fan of Married with Children, you get infinite side eyes from.
Damn.
You, and you will forever remain suspect. I can never trust you. If you're not a fan of Married with Children, I just can't do it. No.
Hey, yo. Three words. Those three words forever remain suspect. Like, damn. Just damn.
That's serious. Just that serious.
Just scorch somebody's soul and characteristics, yo. Listen, man gave back to charity and everything, but he don't watch Married with Children, so he's a devil. He's just not a good person. Don't trust you. Sorry.
Condemned. It's like the Scarlet Letter branded.
So, in the House of Tampa, it seems as if Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, one of them, does not watch Married with Children. All right?
Oh, no.
It seems like there's trouble in, well, let's not say paradise. Maybe Tampa, New England.
Yeah, New England.
Maybe a catwalk in Milan, maybe even Brazil, something like that.
Well, right now, Turks and Caicos is like the popular place. So it could be Turks.
Someone's having a fling on Fashion Week. Okay? Something's going on. Things are going on. Now, me and Dante, we're not relationship podcasters, so we're not going to give you the lowdown. We're not gossip experts. We like to give you jokes. Dante more than me, but we like to give you jokes. Yes. You know what I'm saying? You've noticed.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I'll walk in there.
And you go to the Talk My Credo podcast. You go to Pod Avengers. We give you that all the time. But I don't know what's going on in their relationship. It's none of my business. But I just want to ask you, because here's my thing. They're both rich AF. You know what I mean? They're both rich as hell. They're the greatest at what they do. You know what I'm saying? They're the greatest at what they do. Gisele is one of the greatest supermodels in the last 20 years, according to supermodels. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know skinny 6-foot women that want to date me. But whatever. Yeah, fine.
You know, that's what they say, so I'll take their word for it. Sure.
And Tom Brady is considered one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not greatest players of all time. No problem. Right. Even if he cheats to win, that's what I like him even more. Because he don't even give a f-. I like that. Exactly. I like that type of moxie. Mm-hmm. And think about it. So you got a ball inflator and a personal, professional ball inflator. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know which one is which, but they both together. All right. And millionaires, the greatest in their profession with children. Now, I may be about to sound a little shallow, but in my personal opinion, when you rich as F like that, you can just hire nannies all day long. Oh, you want to go to Milan and do work now because Tom Brady is retired. So now you want to go out and do shows. Listen, whether it's Tom Brady watching the kids or a nanny, or if you want to bring the kids to Milan with you, I mean, you should have Victoria's Secret had that in the contract. Listen, if you want me to come out there to Milan to go walk that walk, you know what I like to do. Make sure there's a nanny for my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like something. Right. Like, y'all, you got that set up. Y'all like 20-something million in annually, yearly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are a billionaire together. No problem. Women, I got to make sure I say this before women smack me around. Gisele annually makes more money than you.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying? True. Like, and to me, that doesn't really mean anything. I mean, if one person makes $7 million, the other person makes 5.5, I mean, it's not that much of a difference. Exactly. Now, if you make 9.5 and the other one makes 3, now, you know, it's like,
right, you know, see?
Can you please take out the trap? I'm going to just say please once, okay? But, you know, take it out. Stop playing. Yeah. But so here goes my question out of all that. I want to know, because I can't believe it. These are two rich-ass people that may be breaking up just because the man wanted to go play football for one more year after he realized, like, yo, I don't want to sit on the couch or I don't want to just go play golf. I don't think it has anything to do with Gisele because realistically, y'all got all the money in the world. Baby, we on tour. We could just make this like the Beatles right now. We go to Houston. We go to freaking, like, who's in a division? Who the hell plays in a division? We can go to New Orleans, get some gumbo. Yeah. Like, we can go places. It's not a big deal. We can go to Carolina, go to the Talk My Credo podcast. We can do things.
Yes.
So I got to ask you, Dante, whose marriage is the marriage that will solidify you never being married again? Quickly, who's the marriage? I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna just be honest and let you know right now. Uh-huh. When Jay and Beyonce divorce, I'm jumping off a bridge. I'm just letting you know right now. I wouldn't believe
it. Yeah. Here's what I'm gonna say, because there's gonna be two, and I'm have to go with the second because you took my first one.
Okay.
You know, but you know that's that ancestry.com tribe cousins.
Yes. Thing. Yes.
Beyonce and Jay. In a more distinct, the day. Barack and Michelle say, you know what? Things have changed. Irreconcilable differences.
Oh, my God. Michelle? I can see that now. Michelle?
I'm going to turn right to mine and be like, well, it was fun while it lasted.
I love her. I love Michelle. We had a, you know, a lot of love between each other. For kids and the dog and the White House. And, you know, I think she discovered everything. She discovered something that everyone else know that I got a thing for you know, the white women. Yep. Obama out.
Milk of magnesia.
That milk of magnesia. They said it can give me a third term. Obama.
Oh, but I swear, nah, if I see that happen in my lifetime, I don't care. We can be 99 on a rocket chair on the porch. I'm gonna tell him, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun while it lasted. I got to go. Marriage is not the thing anymore.
Damn.
But nah, that's my marriage. That's my marriage right now.
I was about to say, you might as well just be like, listen, yo, when you die, let me know so I can just fall over too. All right. Just anyway, I ain't gonna do you like that. listen, real quick. We about to get up out of here. Real quick. Courtney Talia. All right. I hope her last name is Talia. T-I-L-L-I-A. All right. Yep. So she is a social media star gone viral. 3 years ago, she used to be teaching in the great state of Arizona. And listen, they'll tell you that the average salary for a teacher in Arizona is $64,000, which is fine. I want to let you know something right now. We're talking about when you started. All right. Because when you're starting, it's in the 40s. And listen, depending on when you graduate college, to do this, if you're like 23, 40-something sounds good. You know what I'm saying? When you're 30-something, 40-something sounds different. Like, what? Huh? I don't know. Exactly. And you got to deal with that. See, the way you get that money when you're a teacher is you got to deal with those three-year tenures. If you can get past those three-year tenures, they'll start bumping up your money. And right. Teachers, I don't know what's going on because it's a big thing going on right now in New Jersey, bro, where in the city of Patterson, this is where Fetty Wap is from. They are giving people a $7,500 signing bonus to come on and be a teacher. And I'm laughing because realistically, they don't realize that it's more of a time thing. Because the people that go to college and they become a teacher, then they start getting the checks, they quit because the money ain't all that good.
Right.
If we didn't have to wait 4 or 5 years to graduate, why don't you make an 18-month program or something? It sounds like y'all need teachers. It sounds like y'all need some people pronto. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying. I'm just putting that out there. But anyway, this woman has 4 kids, a husband. She's been on OnlyFans for the last 3 years, has garnered $1 million plus over the span of 3 years. So I just want to ask you, because you're a married man, all right? We're about to get up off this plane. I need to know, would you allow your wife to be an OnlyFans model if you knew in 3 years you would garner $1 million worth of money? Would you let her do this?
Do you know what this reminds me of before I answer this question? This reminds me of
Blackmail. Burger King guy. I was about to say.
I shudder to think what you thought I was about to talk
Indecent
about.
Indecent Proposal. I thought you were talking about Woody Harrelson, Demi Moore, and Robert Redford, but okay, continue. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
This reminds me of the Burger King situation where it's like, all right, would you work or do something for X amount of time knowing that at the end of that rainbow, you would get this amount of money, or would you, you know, find something else to do?
Oh, yeah, now, my man. I told her I'd be an old-ass, humping-ass, $300,000 having-ass man, but well, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, I can see both sides, and I see myself.
Yes.
In some ways, taking both sides of this, whereas like, absolutely not. Hell no. The you know, what TF are you thinking? See, I'm trying to censor myself. You see that?
I see you. I'm trying not to laugh. Go ahead, continue. TF? Oh my God.
I was like, nah, I can't do that because honestly, it's like there's just, you know, the emotions and stuff. All that love and blah, 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 blah. It's just, I don't think I'll be able to see my wife do those things. On the other hand, I can definitely tap into the Ike Turner in me.
Okay.
And be like, listen, anime, get on the stage because we got a Millie. I got the dreads. I got the face test.
Yo, Millie. Chill. He said, I got the dreads. I got the face test. Hey, yo, hold on.
So, Young Money.
So you're willing. So you may, depending on the money, you're willing to be the white American brother on Shameless.
Actually, no, no.
That has the black girlfriend that is on OnlyFans. Technically, she's on OnlyFans on Shameless.
This is true. This is true. But yes. But honestly, no, no. Now, I say I can see both sides.
Yes,
and I know that there is a part of me where I can see myself doing either or.
Yes,
but if push comes to shove, nah, I can't do that.
I'm with you, yo. I feel bad that I can't do that. I would be the pimp that is hiding in the bathroom of the hotel while my girlfriend is having sex with the John. You know what I'm talking about? Yep. That's what it reminds me of when I hear people like, yo, man, she gotta do what she gotta do and get the money. Like, she do, but as a husband, I yo, what type of stuff she is showing people for the money? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what are you actually doing? You can show me pictures of yourself on Instagram. I know you're not showing those pictures on OnlyFans. I know it's much more exactly. Movement going on. Like, what's going on here? Because she has some classroom get up. I'm just trying to figure out how much it's going to cost for her to sit on a ruler. All right, that's our show. We out of here.
It's about R.I.P., P&B Rock.
Right.
Do you think that... Two-part question.
Yeah.
Do you think that her posting the location... is what was the detriment of his death? And with this new trend of rappers being killed essentially for no reason, do you also agree with the sentiment that it's become the most dangerous profession in the world?
Well, I'm gonna answer the second one first because that's one easier. No, being a rap artist is not the most dangerous profession in the world. No, of course not. If you work for the Army or the Navy, any one of those, they have a, that's very dangerous. They travel the world and have to fight other people. I mean, the ones that actually do it.
Like, but you're choosing that.
Well, I mean, it's a job.
When you become a rapper, you're choosing to be an entertainer.
But you're saying what's the dangerous job. I'm just saying it's a dangerous job. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
You're right.
Now, let me ask you a couple, well, I'm not trying to ask you a question because you asked me a question, but I don't have all the information about P&B Rock. So, what, did he have like some enemies over there in LA or something when she posted this
location? He lives in LA. He's been living in LA.
Because he actually did 24 hours a piece last year in Newark.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he did.
It's a shame because I'm from Newark, but I should know this.
It's all good. No.
But so he was on Academics maybe a month or so. I don't remember when, but it was recent. He was on Academics. He was explaining how he moved to LA, and when he moved to LA, shot him. It's not the first time that tried to rob him or test his gangster, et cetera, et cetera. But he one of those that ain't going.
Right.
We got to speak on that slogan later because that's the new thing going around. Ain't going. I'm not really sure how to comprehend that. But whatever. That's what they say these days. Ain't going. So the wasn't going. And he moved out to L.A.
So it's not like he ain't going. Like He didn't go the first few times. Yeah, okay.
He didn't go this last time either, which ended up
being that time.
Sadly, of, yeah, you know what I mean, him passing. But. Right. This is what they saying, man. This is what they saying. They saying that because she posted the location, that gave the ops the location. They pulled up. They tried to rob him.
Right.
He ain't want to give it up.
Right.
They logged off a couple shots in his chest.
So did...
Sad situation.
How long has she been with this guy?
She's the mother of his children.
She's the mother of his children.
Mm-hmm. So they've been together for a minute. They just spent months together with her being off of social media because he changed her password and wouldn't give it to her. So they was in bliss for months. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Now this is going to sound weird, but I'm going to ask these questions because we're in a new age, so I'm just going to ask these questions. How many songs has he made about him having sex with other women other than this woman?
I don't know. I know one P&B Rock song.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right, I'm sorry, America. I've said...
I know none, so I'm
too into what me and my team do.
I got
so,
you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Right.
No, because this is crazy because, I mean, realistically, we don't know enough to blame the woman. Right now, all we can do is just be in grievance and thoughts and prayers to the family. You know what people say when someone passes away. I don't know this woman, for me personally, to say, yo, this woman is a snitch. She a slime ball. She done gave up a location just because he said so many times that he didn't want to go back home.
Here's my thing.
Okay.
I don't think it matters if she gave the location or not. She didn't do it on some malicious type. She posted a picture of her plate and said Roscoe Chicken and Waffles. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what she did without even thinking. I'm not going to blame her for that. I blame the dude who shot PNB because he didn't want to give up his jewelry. That's who I blame. Whether she posted the location or not, he already said on camera in the interview with Academics, they tested him twice before. They tried to rob him twice before.
Look it up.
So it's not like, it's not as if couldn't touch him or walk up to him or try to rob him. It already happened. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is, I blame the person who pulled the trigger. Like, you can do a robbery. You shouldn't be robbing nobody. Go out and get your own, little.
Thank you for flying the late night flight. Shout out to all the pilots who contribute to the Fastest Rising podcast.
Hey, yo, what the f***? This is a pilot right here.